Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We're into a new year, amen, to a new beginning. And we'd like to say Happy New Year to you if we have not said that already. This is the second week of a new year, and it is a blessing to be in the land of the living. Amen. It's just good. I'm just I'm just excited, you know, that we are connected as a body of Christ. Amen. When we're connected with the will of God, all things work together for those that love God. And we're expecting great things to happen. Amen. Great things to happen because we're all called with a purpose. And we're moving forward by the will of God and by His Spirit. So it's good to be here. It's good to have you with us once again. Amen. We are this week, of course, with our second week. You know, you should know by now, we have one of our great speakers coming on who is online now, Pastor Rose Dixon, who always comes with a dynamic word for you and for me. It is a blessing, amen, to be a part of the body of Christ, amen. And we all work together, and that's the great thing about it. As we move forward, for those of you who are listening for the first time, if you would like to hear this message again, you can go into the archives, go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. We Can Begin Again, and you can hear this message again. Amen. Share it with a friend. Amen. If you want to evangelize, if you want to do something good, you want to do something great, spread the word. Amen. Spread the good news because listen, when you can share Christ with someone, that is one of the greatest things that you can do. Amen. Just be a blessing to someone. Amen. Sometimes people look for Christmas. Amen. Sometimes people look for Christmas to give out presents. Amen. But we as the body of Christ, amen, we're always giving out a word or sharing the gospel on a day-to-day basis. Every day is Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the beauty of it. Every day. And we don't take anything for granted. For those of you who are listening again for the first time, we are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Amen. From 7 until 8. Sometimes we go a few minutes over. Amen. But we just try to, we don't want to cut off the spirit. Amen. When the Lord is speaking or, you know, when anything is going good, we do not like to cut it off. But we are from 7 to 8. Amen. And again, once again, we have Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen. Who is on this evening, and she has a word for you coming from Luke 14, 34. Amen. I did send out a text, and I just had to mention, you know, people say that I talk too much. Amen. But I can't help it. I cannot help it. I'm coming from, my wife is laughing at me, coming from a wake, amen, we have another brother, Dr. Fowler, who has passed on, amen, to be with the Lord. We had to go and pay our respects to him, and coming home, and someone called me and reminded me that I had not sent out a text, and I'm sending out a text trying to drive and sent out the wrong one, but you know what? The word is the word, amen. We're going to get a good word this evening, amen. So I just like to let you know, that I made an error, amen. And this is not the first time I am going to make a mistake, amen. So I had to acknowledge that, amen. I'm going to get out of the way and move on. We are going to hear a word from this woman of God, amen, who has a word for you and a word for me, amen. And it's don't lose your flavor. Amen. The next person and the next voice that you hear will be none other than Pastor Rose Dixon. Pastor Dixon, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Praise
I'm
the Lord.
Here. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
I need to apologize for sending out the wrong text, but you know, everybody should know that you got a word on the second of every month. How long have we been doing this?
It's been some years.
It has. Some people have not caught on yet, but that's okay. God bless. Amen. God bless.
Well, bless the Lord. We do make mistakes. We're human, so it's okay. Amen. We're not perfect in everything that we do, and so I accept your apology, and I'm okay with it. Amen. Amen. And we send our condolences to your family with the loss of the doctor that you just mentioned of. So we send out our prayers, our comfort, our peace to you and the family. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank the Lord for one more day, another year that we have made. Amen. Amen. 2022.
I don't know about you. Hallelujah. Yes.
That's right. Yes. That's right. And we need to get excited. Amen. For what God is about to do in 2022. Amen.
Yes.
We excited for the great things that is in store for you in this season and this hour. So we have to celebrate, because listen, somebody didn't make it to 2022. Amen. Mm-hmm. But you did. That deserves a praise. Hallelujah. That deserves a worship. Hallelujah. That lets me know that he has kept you for another year to do his work. Amen. He's kept you and gave you another opportunity to get it right with him before he could call you home. Amen. And so we need to get excited about that. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I get in my message. I'm about to get in it soon, but, you know, you breathing, that's enough to give God praise. Hallelujah. You have your strength, ability. You can see. Come on here, somebody. You can raise your hand and open up your hand. Somebody can open up their hand because of arthritis. Hallelujah. And pain in their fingers. Hallelujah. Come on. The small little things you ought to be grateful for. Amen. Listen, you may not be living or driving or have the money in the bank that you desire, but listen, you here. You're here to make that. You're here to get that.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. I need y'all to get excited on this line tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, I know I got some new people have come on that I invited on this line today, and I need you to get excited as well about what he's about to do in your life. Hallelujah. Listen,
Hallelujah.
And I told him this morning on Call Unto Ministries, I told them that 2022 is a double portion, a double blessing. Hey, hallelujah. So we are looking God to do double. Come on here, somebody. We're looking for him to do double for us in our lives. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Double
and
double.
We just bless the Lord today. Listen, I'm just getting excited. Let me just go and get in this word tonight. Amen. As Dr. Clay has said, you know, this is a Bible study, and this is an interacting Bible study. So if you want to interject or you have anything to say about what we're talking about tonight, come on, chime in. You can come on and say what thus says the Lord that's on your heart. Amen. Because I want to hear what God has to say for which I want to hear what God has to say. Amen. Your version. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Your thought process about what God is about to say. Amen. So let's go to the book of Luke, the 14th chapter, verses 34. Amen. Amen. Y'all pray for me. Amen. Luke 14, verses 34. I'm reading out of the New King James Version. It says, "Salt is good, has lost its flavor. How shall it be seasoned?" I'm going to read the 35th verse. It says, "It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears, hear. Let him hear." Let me say that again.
Hallelujah.
"He who has ears to hear, let him hear." What the Spirit has to say on tonight, and my topic tonight is don't lose your flavor. Amen. This is a part two. I spoke about this on the line a couple of months ago, and the Holy Ghost brought it back to me again. Amen. And some things I just want to pull out and just have some dialogue and just have some talk about. Don't lose your flavor. Amen. When I talked about it a couple of months ago, let me just recap. I talked about how the flavor represents and equals influence. Seeing this season, this hour, we have to begin to influence the earth realm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time that we need to encourage our brothers and sisters. Why? Because as you see what's going on, COVID is running rapid in the earth realm. The strand, this new strand, is running rapid. You know, you've seen a lot of children are being attacked with this. Adults, people even dying off of this. This strand of COVID. And in this season, we have to influence, we have to encourage, we have to uplift our brothers and sisters, because when they see all this is going on, their heart fails. Amen.
Yeah.
They begin to feel bad. They begin to feel stressed. Amen. Anxiety comes in. And so we have to learn to influence, and we have to learn to encourage them in this season, this hour. Let them know that God still loves you. Let them know that God is still in control. Corona is not in control. It may look like it because jobs are low, people are losing their homes, and different things are happening. But when we look at it in reality, God is still in control.
Amen.
See, we can't allow these natural eyes, to trick us, because that's what it does. You have to look beyond what you see. We have to look beyond what's happening in the earth realm and see God working it out for our good. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so the Bible goes on to say that let's not lose our flavor. In other words, let's continue to be seasoned in this hour.
Yes.
Amen. Let's continue to be seasoned in this hour. Because when we look at the word salt, right, salt sometimes, when the salt gets wet and dries, there's nothing left but tasteless and residue. When it gets, you know how salt goes. Where's my chef at? Where's my cooks at on this line? You know, when the salt is wet and dry, you know, it's tasteless. It's no good. It has residue.
Mm-hmm.
It loses the saltness. It loses its distinctiveness. It loses its flavor. It loses its tasteless. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes worthless. And so in this season of hour, you don't want to be that worthless salt.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here, somebody. You want to be seasoned enough to bring your brothers and sisters back to life. Come on here, somebody. You want to have so much be seasoned enough that your words and encouragement is so on point that it's tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here, somebody. Let me say that again. When you are so seasoned enough, the words that come out of your mouth should be tasteful to the ears of the person that you're talking to, and to the spirit of that person. You want to be, you know, not seasoned, and you're talking negative to the person that you're trying to encourage, because you want to bring life back to them.
Amen.
You want to let them know that, you know what, you can live in this situation. You will not die. You want to be that person to uplift them. And say, baby, you can make it. You can get through what you're going through. Amen. You want to bring restoration. You want to be able to help restore your brother and sister. So you have to be seasoned enough in this season to do that. Amen. You want to bring love. Because as we look around, as I stated before, amen, you know, people are losing loved ones, and they're feeling the loss of love. They're feeling that, okay, my brother and sister is gone, what is left? Some people have been heartbroken. Some people are, the heart has been shattered, and they need that love from a seasoned, salt person, that season, in this season, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You need that person to bring that love back, the heartbeat back into their lives. Amen. Even the joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. You have to be seasoned enough to bring back peace. Because listen, in the season this hour, there's so many people emotionally upside down because of what's going on. They have so much mixed emotions going on. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say next, because of they're seeing what's happening in the earth realm and seeing what's happening in their families. So there's so mixed emotions going on. And you as a seasoned person have to bring that peace and back into their lives. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I know I'm talking good tonight, hallelujah. The peace that we all need Amen. Some people are dealing
yes.
with job loss, can't pay their bills, don't know when their next paycheck is coming, don't know when the money's coming. And when you get like that, you know what? Your peace gets disturbed because you can't pay bills. And, you know, the bill collector is knocking on your door, calling you, and you don't know what else to do. Your peace mm-hmm. gets disturbed. But that's when you season saints, amen, come in and encourage them and say that you will make it, that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. In this season, that God would work it out for your good. So we have
yes.
to be seasoned in this hour. Ah, oh, my God, hallelujah! If you go to look at Colossians 4 and so there, because this is Bible study, y'all. Colossians 4 and 6 says, "We're gonna go there together." I hope you got your Bibles and your pen and paper. Amen. Colossians 4 and 6. It says, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. That's why you have to be seasoned in this hour, so that you are able to be able to speak to someone to give them that right encouragement. Amen? We don't
yes.
need bad encouragement. We don't need bad advice. Listen, they're already going through. They already need the help. And here you come with some bad seasoning. Come on here, somebody, if I could say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Come with some bad seasoning to make it worse, to be
make
tasteless.
It worse.
But you want it to be tasty enough for them to say, this is good. Give me some more. Give me some more counsel.
Yeah.
You want to be
yes.
you want that response. You don't want that response that they go on a deaf ear on you. But you want that response that it's so tasteful that they run back to you and say, I need more counsel. I want to have some more dialogue with you. I'm thirsty for some more dialogue. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Don't lose your flavor in this season. Hey, come on. Don't lose the seasonness that God has given unto you in this season, in this hour. It also says about being seasoned enough that as you speak in a word, kindness, speak kindness towards them. Amen? But sometimes when people are going through or in general, when we're talking to people, we're not kind to people.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it real. Sometimes we could be harsh when we're trying to correct somebody or when we're trying to rebuke somebody. Yeah, we can rebuke somebody, but do it in love.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Do it in kindness. Have a kind heart when you're speaking to somebody or correcting somebody. Or if you have an art with your brother and your sister, the Bible says you go to them, but go to them in a lovely way. And
mm-hmm.
kindness. That when you come like that, you seasoned. But when you come
Amen.
The other way, you thoughtless. Any questions?
Mm.
Yes, you know. Uh-huh. And when you're thoughtless and you don't have that seasoning, amen, you lose the effectiveness of the conversation. When you're not seasoned enough, let me say it again, you lose the effectiveness of the conversation. And in this season, we want to attack the earth realm. We want to be effective. We don't want to be an infection to the body of Christ. Let me
Amen.
Say that again. We want to be effective. We don't want to be an infection to the body of
wow.
Christ.
Wow.
Yes.
Because, you know, an infection brings blood disease. Infection
mm-hmm.
brings sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Infection brings fevers. Your immune system
mm-hmm.
is low. We don't want to operate that in this season, in this hour. We don't want to operate that in the kingdom. We want to be effective so that we can begin to touch lives.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That was good right there. I don't know who I'm talking to on tonight. Amen. Be seasoned in this hour. Come on, don't lose your flavor. Don't lose the influence that God has given unto you. Listen, many times the earth influenced us, but it has to be the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
I see it a lot in our churches because sometimes it's in our praise team. It's in our music. When you notice, I'm not a musician, but I know a little bit about music. But when the musicians are playing those chords, sometimes I hear the R&B chords in there. But we got to, when we are doing praise and worship, it has to be strictly holiness. And when we begin to mix this R&B into these chords and make it so fancy, we're messing up the song. Because when we sing praises unto God, it should be authentic. It should be pure. And so we have to be careful that we don't bring the influence of the world into the church. Because we are the church. We are the Son of God. Come on here, somebody. We are the ambassadors of Christ. We are to influence the world. We are to encourage them and to let them know, come on. Come on to my side. Come on to the Lord's side. We are to compel. Come on here, somebody, in Mark 16. We are to compel men and women back to Christ. We're not to be like the unbelievers, their thought process. We are to encourage them. Sometimes, you know, we go on with the unbeliever. Yeah, it's just like this, and the church is like this. They nothing but hypocrites, and they blah, blah, blah. No, we got to turn that around and begin to speak life unto them, encourage them. Any questions?
I have a question. Excuse me, I have a question. So you're speaking about seasoning. How do we attain this seasoning? Is that walking in truth, walking in the word?
Yes. Walking in truth, walking in the word of God, getting a relationship with God, getting intimate with God, and getting a relationship, getting a place with God. Get to know his word even the more so that you can influence.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Any more comments? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so we are to be seasoned in this hour, in this season. The Bible also says in the Old Testament, Leviticus 2:13. It tells us that in that so used for seasoning for grain offerings. It was reminded to the people that this salt and grain offering was a reminder to the people that this was a covenant between God and them. It was used for a covenant between God and his people. In other words, agreement between God and his people. The salt seasoning for a grain offering. Salt is also good. It was a symbol of God's activity in a person's life. Because as this was being a symbol of God's activity in a person's life, as we as believers, amen, we ought to penetrate, preserve, and help as an aid of healing. So in other words, let me break it down to you. We are the salt, right? And God has given us the ability, the activity to be the help to our brothers and sisters. To preserve, to purify, and help aid the healing of his people. You got that? You understand what I just said?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
All right. Amen. So we as salt, because we are the salt of the earth, we have a responsibility. Responsibility is preserve, to purify, and penetrate, and be as an aid of healing. In other words, giving scriptures to people that are dealing with sickness. You know, using Isaiah, amen. By his stripes, we are healed. Speaking life to a situation. Preserving it. Encouraging, once again, our brothers and sisters. Uplifting them. Giving them what they need. And so in the Old Testament, that's what it was used for as well. So in other words, like I said, we have a responsibility. Our responsibility is to be seasoned enough, come on here somebody, to encourage one another instead of bringing one another down. We ought to be our brother's keeper. We ought to look after each other. I'm not supposed to let my brother or my sister be down. If I have the means to do something for them, I'm supposed to pick them up and not see them on the side of the road or see them in a situation and just let them fall. That's not our job. Our job is to pick them up. We are responsible for each other. There is accountability that we need to have for each other. We're not on this island by ourselves. We are here collectively. And I believe when the body of Christ realize that, we can be able to do things together. It's about unity. Just because I don't look like you or I don't come from the same family or I don't come, you know, from the same, same family, it doesn't mean that I cannot help you. But we come from the same God.
Amen.
You, my brother and sister. So I should be able to help you regardless. Just because I don't live in your zip code, come on in somebody. Just because I don't live across the tracks where you live, I'm supposed to be able to help that brother and sister. Use the salt, amen, that's within me. Season. Use that seasoning. Come on here. Any questions?
Just a comment on my part. As we spread the gospel, we have to demonstrate kindness and love and spread God's word. But as we speak of salt, salt is even a part of the human body. There's something called electrolyte, which is potassium, sodium, which is salt. But everything has to be in balance. If the sodium in your body, your electrolyte, is not in balance, you're going to perish. But that salt has a great value. It's a part of your body. Mm-hmm. And we have to demonstrate a sense of love and kindness to everybody we come in contact with, the things that you say, the things that you do. You can say all the right things, but anyway, you demonstrate things that are totally different. And you can be a stumbling block to somebody else coming to Christ, which is really a great sin in its own right. But salt is even our own body. If you take in too much salt, you end up with high blood pressure and damage done. But everything has to be in balance. As we spread the gospel, as we live and breathe, and but God knows what he's doing, but salt was definitely, absolutely an aspect of our life we can't live without. But it keeps something in love, you know.
You said something that was so significant. You said salt is a great value. We are a great value to the body of Christ.
Amen.
We are a great value to the world. We bring life to the world. We bring life to dead situations. We are worth.
Yeah.
We are worth something. And we have to know that in this season, that you are worth something in this hour.
Yes.
You are worth it.
Right.
You, as you being the salt of the earth, my God, there's some greatness in you. Somebody else needs to know. There's greatness within you where you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Yes.
We possess greatness. And as believers, we need to know that. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
That stuck out of me. That said something there.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Somebody was saying something? Amen. And so,
Hallelujah.
Amen. And so as we have a responsibility and be seasoned enough to encourage our unbeliever sisters and brothers, we ought to also do is purify. And when I looked up purify, right, purify the world. In other words, we have to make it pure to help free our brothers and sisters from their bondage and sin. That's what we're here for. You see your brother and sister going the wrong way? Come on, give them the word to encourage them to come out of that bondage. Because when you tangle up in sin, you in bondage. And you need to, you as seasoned saints, come on here, somebody, seasoned salt of the earth, you have to be able to encourage them to free them. Help them get free. See, these are the abilities, these are the responsibilities that we need to do as believers.
Mm-hmm.
Pull your brother and sister out of that sinful life by encouraging them, giving them the word. Now, not tear them down, because I know some people tear other people down because they see them doing wrong, and you better not do this, and da-da-da-da-da. No, just give them the word and pray for them. But you have to, your response is to bring them out. You see them going left, you bring them back and say, okay, come on, let's go to the right. Let's get it right together.
Get it right together.
Let's not judge. No, we're not here to judge one another. But we're here to help to bring them out and encourage them. Amen. And so, and also your lifestyle. Your lifestyle can change an unbeliever. I'm a witness. The way you live, a Christian life, a kingdom lifestyle, and they see that example, that unbeliever is going to say, oh, I want what you have. I want to live like that because I see the way you walk. I see the way you talk. I see the way you act. I see the way you handle a situation when it comes. Your response is different. I say it like this. Your response is a kingdom style. That's
kingdom
my new
style.
Word now. It's a kingdom style. Your response is a kingdom style. I don't respond like the world, but I respond a kingdom style way. So when the unbeliever sees that, they're like, oh, I want what you got. I want to walk like you. That's when you season in this hour. That's when you don't lose your flavor. Come on here, somebody. When they see your life, because that makes a big difference. That makes a lot of difference when they see how you act when a situation comes up. They see you don't go off the handle, and they see you don't go cussing somebody out and do some negative thing. When they see that positive thing and they see that you handled it very well, that's when they're going to draw to you.
Amen.
And so how can I get that?
Amen.
I want to handle the situation the way you handled it. That season, that's when you didn't lose your flavor. I'm trying to help somebody today. Hallelujah.
Wouldn't you say it's also important to share, when you share scripture, you share the word that, as you've experienced, the word that you've walked in, as to not deter somebody away from Christ, but to bring them in Christ. If you don't, if you don't know about a situation, if you haven't walked in it, then you shouldn't speak on it. I'm asking.
What's the question?
Okay. Anybody want to, before I say anything, anybody want to take answer? Because this is a Bible study.
Good evening, all. This is Miles. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. How are you? Good evening to all, brother moderator, sister, Reverend Doctor. Good evening to all. And to speak of the hour, bless your heart. I was told many years ago, over 25 years ago, by a real profound preacher who's on the television. And I was newly called to preach. And what he said to me was this: only preach what you have experienced in Christ.
Amen.
He said, because if you preach something, I'm newly called. And he said, if you preach or speak on something you don't know, you're going to be recalling tapes, books, CDs, magazines, pamphlets, and everything. So if you do not know and have not experienced it, the best thing you can do for that person is pray.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I hope I answered your question, my brother. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen.
And also, I would like to add on, too, that by studying the Word, knowing the Bible, going to Bible study, going to church, aligning yourself with the shepherd, we pick up, maybe it's not experience that we personally went through. I didn't personally get experience running over, being run over by a truck. But anyway, it's a disaster that they're going through. You can have empathy and be able to spread God's word, not be judgmental. Kindness, love, all those things are very vital in spreading the gospel and leading that person to God.
Amen.
I was a clinical counselor, but there are things I've not been through physically, personally, but I worked with people who have been through it. You know, I can't say because I do not suffer schizophrenia, I can't help you. But anyway, through studying and education and the Bible being our main tool in spreading the gospel, that you're in a position to help that person.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that there's counsel in the church, and that seeking it from folks in the church. So if there's someone that doesn't know what to say, there may be someone to refer them to in the, you know, within the body of Christ. The other thing I want to say is, I don't know if anybody's ever done this, but going through the Proverbs, doing a chapter a day for a month, because there's enough, and you just start over again at the beginning of the next month. There's so much wisdom that's right there, practical wisdom, practical tools for day-to-day life right there in Proverbs. So oftentimes you can if there's an issue, you can find it in the Proverbs and go back to Proverbs and say, well, what saith the Lord on this issue, in this situation? Because although times change and years keep going on and on, that human nature, there's just different things that are natural to human beings that are repeated generation upon generation as you get older and life goes on. But there is wisdom that's in the book, and there's wisdom in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And I have to piggyback off
too, that when we talk about a pastor, a minister, or a teacher, those are also counselors.
Amen.
A pastor is licensed to actually provide counseling legally. A counselor is also as an educator. We're going to put a name on it, you know. But anyway, as a parent, you're a teacher, you're an educator. You know, you're teaching your child, but that's a big responsibility. But a lot of things that your child has been through, you have not personally experienced, but you have been taught do your parents and your grandparents, do the Bible, how to handle various situations.
Right.
So you're able to lead a person, you know, lead a person to where they need to be. Even if you lack the knowledge, you can get that person to someone like the pastor or a counselor or someone who does have the information or the ability to teach them, you know? Knowing what your limitations are, what your specialties are, what gifts God gave you, you're able to utilize them.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And if I'd like to piggyback off that as well, what my wife was saying, that the Bible is our roadmap on how to live.
Mm-hmm.
It is our roadmap on how to live, and that's why when it talks about the Word, it says the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Anything that we need to find when people are suffering or whatever they may be going through, we as men, women, that know the Word of God, our purpose is always leading them out to Christ. And that is the way, leading them to Christ. We may not know exactly what they're going through, but the Word does not come back void. It does not come back void. And we may not be able to answer that situation at that particular time, but we have to be able to speak the Word, continue to speak the Word in any situation, in any season, in season as well as out of season. And that's what the Word is. It is the book of life. It's how we're supposed to live our life. And as long as we speak the Word of life into someone else, God is going to do the rest. We can't answer questions. People or know what people are going through. God is the one that speaks to them in the midnight hour, in the afternoon, in the morning, or whatever time. But all we do is just plant seeds, and we cannot exchange our words for the Word of God, because that is the book of life. That is the truth.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. And also, I want to say, too, to your question, sir, if I don't know, and like the other man of God said before, I will pray, and then I will lean on the Holy Ghost to give me what to say. Because I've been in places where somebody may ask me something or something is going on, and I don't know how to answer it or I don't know. A lot of times, I go pray about it. I search it in Scripture to give them Scripture to back it up. And I go to the Holy Ghost to give me what I should say to this person. Even I may not have been through that, I'm asking the Holy Ghost as well. Holy Ghost, what should I say to this person? I lean on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is our governor. He's in. He's with us. Amen. So I always lean and depend on him. Whenever I have a hiccup, if I can say that, I go to the Holy Ghost and say, help me.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do? What should I say? How should I address this? And the Holy Ghost gives it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way I do. Everything that everybody said, yes. No, you go to a counselor. You go to somebody that can give you the answer. You can do that too as well. So...
Mm-hmm.
I hope it answered your question.
Question answered. Thank you.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And that was a good question.
Amen. At the end of it, you know, once again, don't lose your flavor. Be seasoned in this hour. Be seasoned enough to help your brother and sister. Because people are going through. People are struggling.
Yeah.
And they need us.
Amen.
They need us to help them through. And you have to be seasoned enough with your words, with your counsel, with your advice to help them get through. So don't lose your flavor. Be influenced. Let the Lord use you. Let God do what he needs to do in 2022 in your life. I tell people all the time, allow him to stretch you. Give God that opportunity to stretch you in this season, in this hour. Don't hold back. Let him come in. Sometimes we don't allow the Lord to come in and do what he needs to do. We shut the door, or we put a blockage, we put a wall there that God can't come in. But I say tonight, break that door down. Break that wall down and let him come and rest, root, and abide in you so that you can do the things that you are called to do in the earth realm. Because people are waiting on you. People are waiting on you. There's people that you need to reach. There's people that you need to touch live. You need to touch lives. It's you today. Let them do it. Amen. And do not lose your flavor in this season. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you back?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, this is what it's all about. You know, to be able to come on and ask questions. And, you know, we don't have the answers. We don't have the answers. The most we can do is basically to lean on the Word of God. You know, as, you know, Pastor Buck said, you know, we pray. You know, and then sometimes we just need to be silent and have a listening ear.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people talk, you know, they want to vent, and rather than talkers, we just become silent and become a listener. We listen, just listen, you know, and it, you know, situations, they vary, but nevertheless, the bottom line is, you know, we are spreading the gospel. We're spreading the gospel, you know. We are, as you said, being the salt. You know, we are just more so just letting others see our flavor, who we are in life. You know, saying one thing and acting another is totally different. And trust me, people see you when you think that they do. People see you. People see it. You know, so that's why it's important for a walk, you know, that our walk is upright. You know, we're not talking one way and walking another or acting another. You know, we are the body of Christ, and, you know, we're just encouragers of one another as we've done this evening. You know, all examples were great, and that's just what it's all about. You know, we're here to feed and encourage one another. You know, no judgmental. Let me say that again. We're just here to be encouragers of one another. Amen. Because there's a time that we all need encouragement. We all need encouragement, and that you know, is just either a listening ear, either praying, or, you know, just a word from God. God has all the answers. I guarantee you, anything that you're looking for, you can find in the Word of God. You know, it's amazing. It's an amazing book. You need to read it. You need to read it. It is an amazing book. Sometimes we pick up and read other books, but when you pick up and begin to start to read the Word of God, then God is able to speak to your heart, speak to your spirit. You know, that God is able to talk to you in the middle of the night, whisper in your ear and tell you how much he loves you and how grateful that he is because of who you are to him. You know, you're amazing. We're amazing in the eyesight of God, especially when we're doing his will and not our own. So it is a blessing. Don't lose your favor. Don't lose your flavor. Don't lose your flavor. God is so good. He is so good. You know, he is so good. I believe it's Psalms. Is it Psalms? It says Psalms, and it says, taste and know that I am the Lord. He used to know that I am the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know? Hallelujah. The man who takes refuge in him. Blessed, powerful is the man that takes refuge in him. We can go to God for whatever we need, whatever we desire. He knows our plans. He knows our heart. And all he wants for us to do is prosper. This is a good word to see. This is about flavor, you know. And don't lose your flavor. I love it. I love it. I'm going to hold on to that. All right, Pastor. Hallelujah. It's been a good evening. I know that, you know, the word was definitely delightful to me, and I pray that it was delightful to you. Please, if you would like to go back and hear this word or share it with someone else, go into Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Begin Again. Amen. And share it with friends. You know, be a blessing. Share it with a friend. Share it with a friend, you know. Share it. Let them know, you know, what you're doing. You know, let them know how much you love the Lord, you know, with all your heart and all your soul. I mean, let them know, you know, it's okay. It's okay. And, you know, that fire just might spread. And before you know it, they're trying to outrun you. I love it. Pastor Rose Dixon from Hampton, Virginia, you heard this evening a word from her. And closing of hour, you will hear a word from Pastor Rose Dixon from Hampton, Virginia. Pastor Rose, would you close us out this evening?
Yes. Well, we thank the Lord for the word once again, Lord. We thank God that it begins a life-changing, that you take this word, right, and you live it. You know, you work it out, and you do what God has called you to do with this season in this hour. So, Father God, we thank you, God, for everything that you said on tonight. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you show up on tonight, God, that it was a life-changing word, God, that it began to change the mindsets of your people, Lord God, that we will not lose our flavor, that we will stay seasoned in this hour, that we will do what you have said us for us to do, Lord God. Lord God, now we ask, God, that you touch everyone on this line today, God. Meet every need, God, whatever it is that they're dealing with on tonight. God, declare and decree healing take place, Lord God. I declare and decree set free on today, God, that you set your people free for whatever that they're dealing with on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you even for the young man that was asking the questions on today, God, that you strengthen him even the more, God. Oh, God, that you strengthen his knowledge and want to be more hungry for your word, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that he begins to hunger and seek you out even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we pray, God, that you strengthen that man of God right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever that he's endeavored to do, God, God, you do it right now, Lord God, because you said in your word in Matthew 6:33, if we seek the kingdom, hallelujah, and your righteousness, all things will be added unto us. And God, he's seeking you even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. And then we say unto you today, now to him who's able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to our God Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.